I tell you what, bitch, come join me. We get a crack rock, get a fifth of liquor, and we can smoke all goddamn night and feel better by daybreak. But we're gonna be some broke bitches.
Ooh, yeah, yeah. Oh, boy, boy, boy. Do you mind if I tell the truth for a second, y'all?
Tell the truth.
Yeah. No.
Maybe I deserve
to wonder who's calling so damn late. For you to say I'm tripping, just a homie from upstate.
You said it's just a homie.
Don't he know? 1:00 in the morning. You say it's cool, baby, it's cool.
Maybe I deserve.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Mac Lessons Radio Show. And I am your gracious host. My name is Mr. Tariq Elite, also known as Tariq Nasheed, also known as K Flex, also known as Sexy Flexy, to all the fly ladies out there. Glad to have everybody tuning in to another episode of the Mac Lessons Radio Show. Today's show is brought to you by WaynesStewart.com. That's where you can get your website done, get your website designs popping off, graphic designs. Let me spell the name of the site for all of those who do not know it. It's WaynesStewart.com. WaynesStewart.com. And today's show is also brought to you by MacLessons.com. That's where you can get all your Macing needs. You can get all the pay-per-view specials, marriage, Macing, and monogamy. The game must be in you, not on you. Those are two of the latest downloadable video lectures. Real good game in those. Very good game in those. And don't forget to get Tariq Elite Live in Miami, the DVD. You can get that at Amazon. And you can also get Hidden Colors at Amazon or HiddenColorsFilm.com. And I'm working on something for Hidden Colors. I'm working on putting together the Hidden Colors Conference, getting the cast from the film Hidden Colors and doing a conference up in Harlem, New York, and we're trying to get the Apollo Theater. The Apollo Theater, they're very excited about it, so that's what we're working on now, and we're trying to get this popping for Black History Month. So we're trying to make it come together now, and I'm going to keep you guys posted on that, because we're going to be looking for African and African-American sponsors to contribute and become a part of the program. I'm very particular about dealing with Black businesses when it comes to this conference that we're trying to put together, because Hidden Colors is all about self-sufficiency, and a lot of these conferences, it's very hypocritical when they talk about Blacks need to be self-sufficient and they got a big Marlboro banner sitting up there, and not knocking the corporations because they're good for certain things, but when it comes to talking about Black self-sufficiency, we gotta be Black and self-sufficient. So I'm going to get into that a little later, but I'm just putting that bug in your ear about that. We're putting that together right now, the Hidden Colors Conference. We're trying to make that happen, and I will keep you brothers and sisters and ladies and gentlemen posted on that. So today's show is going to be a pretty good show, as all my shows are. All my shows are good. Let me put on a little Mackin' music so I can really get into the Mackish mood and chop up game with the ladies and gentlemen. Now, before I get into the game, you know, a lot of people have been asking me my opinion about Herman Cain, the Republican presidential quote-unquote candidate, and I don't have too much to say about Herman Cain. A lot of people have been asking me my opinion. Herman Cain, they played chess with this nigga. I want you guys to look at the Herman Cain situation and notice how they played chess with Herman Cain. For those who don't know, Herman Cain was a few weeks ago talking about Black folks this, Black folks that. Every time they put a camera in his face, he was kind of throwing the Black community under the bus, talking real slick about Black folks, cooning. And now with Herman Cain, they done brought out bimbo after bimbo saying that he done touched them, fondled them. Every week they done brought out a new white woman saying that Herman Cain then sexually violated them or sexually harassed them. So you have to look at that as the chess move it is. That was a chess move with Herman Cain. And let me explain how the chess move went. You gotta know hustling. The thing is, with Herman Cain, that dude never had a chance in hell of being a damn Republican president, a serious Republican presidential candidate. He never had a chance in hell. I mean, they brought him out, and this nigga literally does press conferences, and he's singing Negro spirituals, literally. I mean, all that cooning, I mean, they will patronize that, but he was never really a real serious contender. And this, all this stuff about Herman Cain, they've been knowing that. This isn't new stuff. They had all that stuff ready for Herman Cain. At the right time, they unleashed it. But they had all that stuff ready for Herman Cain. See, they build you up to bring you down. And the thing is, they set it up real nicely. This is what they did. Now take out your pens and pads. Take down some notes about Hustling 101. And they did it real slick. What they did, the Republican Party, there's always a racial cloud over the Republican Party. They get the rap of being somewhat racist. You understand that? And right now with President Barack Obama, the whole vibe is about inclusiveness. But with the Republicans, their whole rap is that they're conservative, racist. They don't like nobody with whites. That's been their whole thing. And that's been an anchor to them. They haven't really been able to pop off like they wanted to pop off because of that whole vibe, those racial undertones, especially with the whole Tea Party movement. The Tea Party movement had a lot of racial undertones to them and overtones. They were very overt with some of the shit. So the thing is, this is what they did. This is what they did. They got them a black candidate. They got this brother out of nowhere. And they start propping him up. They're like, hey, look at us. We're not racist. We're behind Herman Cain. Go, Herman Cain. You can win. He's a serious contender. They're having serious dialogues about him running. And I'm looking at Herman Cain. I'm like, there's no way in hell the Republicans are about to really put him in office. But I see their hustle. So they put him out there, and the thing is, they make him go all the way out there. They make him distance himself from the black community. That's why they made him say all that old dumb shit about black folks. I mean, he says some real slick shit about black folks. Black folks need to stop talking about racism. Hey, ain't nothing holding you back. You should, blacks should do this. Y'all blacks are lazy. I mean, he was talking a whole bunch of bullshit for a long time, just popping off at the mouth, further distancing himself from the community. And they're making him do that. Their thing was, we'll give you all the publicity you need if you say this. If you keep talking that crazy, coonish gibberish, we'll keep the camera in your face. So he's like, cool, I keep spitting that coonish gibberish nonsense. So now that they got him nice and apart from his community, from black folks, he's distant from the black community. He's out there by himself. He thinks that he's under their wings. He thinks that they have him, they're holding him down. And now that he's all the way out there, he's burned all the bridges, they unleashed on him. Then they start pulling these white women out of nowhere. Then they brought out Gloria Allred. When they bring out Gloria Allred, it's a wrap. So they bring her. They always bring her out when they want to destroy niggas. They bring her. But that's a whole different topic. I mean, she went in on Michael Jackson, OJ. I mean, you name them. You name her, brother. They bring her out. So they bring all these women. Also, Tiger Woods, as far as Gloria Allred. They had all the Tiger Woods bimbos up under Gloria Allred. But they got Herman Cain. They're just throwing him under the bus. They're going at him every side, every week. They're just lighting his ass up. They're breaking him down. And he's looking over his shoulder at the black community like, hey, what? Hey, I think this might be racism. And we're looking at him like, nigga, don't look at us. Weren't you talking all that shit about there was no more racism? Don't look back at us, nigga. You do you, Herman Cain. Pull yourself up by your bootstraps. Ain't that what you told us? Do you, nigga? Because they're letting it in on this nigga. They're letting that nigga have it. And the reason why they're letting him have it, it's because they never considered him a serious candidate anyway. They're breaking him down. He's a pawn. They play chess with him. So now, when the Republicans are criticized for being racist, which a lot of them, the vibe is there, that racial undertone is there, they can say, hey, you know, I'm not racist. I backed Herman Cain. Until he went through all that bullshit, we didn't know that he harassed women. We didn't know that. But I'm not racist. I supported Herman Cain. Who would have known that he was fondling women? You feel what I'm saying? That's the whole little hustle. They had all this information on Herman Cain months ago, probably years ago. They've been, you think that this shit just popped all day? Overnight, they just found a whole bunch of women and they found a whole bunch of paperwork talking about some damn sexual harassment. You think they just found that shit? Hey, Ben had that. This was a chess move, man. It was a chess move, and that just goes to show the lesson of the day. Don't ever let anybody make you distance yourself from your community. Don't ever let nobody make you distance yourself from your community. Because when people start going in on you, all of a sudden you want to start scrambling for your community again. And a lot of times you burn ties, you burn bridges, and you out there on your ass. See, I think that happened to my brother Michael Jackson. I was just talking about Michael Jackson on last week's show. And that happened to him a little bit because Michael, you know, Michael went a little left, you know, with the shit. Michael, his skin bleached out and, you know, went and got these white kids out of nowhere. And then when they start going in on him, then he starts showing up with Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson. He knew what he needed to do. But I think that he burned a lot of bridges, not too many, because we still loved him. We still had a lot of love for him. But a lot of black folks, on a subconscious level, we were like, damn, Mike, you know, we was riding for you for a minute, and then you just kind of went out there, so I don't know, Mike. So it was that kind of vibe. So when they attacked him, he didn't have that support base. Just like with O.J. Simpson as well. When O.J. Simpson went through that second shit, the black community was like, hey, man, just do you. I know what they're doing to you is unfair, but damn, we rallied around you. You ran right back up under them same white folks, and they done conned your ass and set you up and got you locked up. Do you, OJ? So it's very important, man. Don't distance yourself from your community. You can respect everybody's community. You can respect everybody's culture. But when you start distancing yourself, and that's the thing a lot of times, in order to be successful to a certain degree, in some cases they almost require, especially if you're black, every other race is cool, but when black folks, in order for black folks to be given success, because you can make your own self successful, I don't want to deter anybody, you can become successful on your own, but when people give you a certain level of success, there's usually a trade-off. It's like, we'll give you this, but distance yourself from them. So when we drop the hammer on your ass, you won't have that support base. So just learn from that. Learn from that. That's why I always ride for black folks. I always represent black issues. I ride for black folks. I like black folks. See, a lot of niggas, man, they get a couple of dollars, one or two white women, and all of a sudden these niggas get real funny style. Then they start claiming all types of different ethnicities. Like, hey, what's up, black man? Well, I'm not really black. I'm Dutch, Spanish, and Creole. You know, niggas get on that shit. But I digress, ladies and gentlemen. I digress. But we're going to get into some game. One thing I need to acknowledge before I get started with the game. And today's show, I'm going to talk about protecting young male youth. That's going to be today's topic. But before I get into that, let me just acknowledge something very quickly. I was talking about this on Ustream, my Ustream show, the other day. And for those who don't check my Ustream show out, I do my Ustream shows on Sunday, usually 8 p.m. Pacific time. You got to tune in on the Ustream shows. Them shits get off the chain. We get buck wild on Ustream. I'm on there for like 3-4 hours just acting crazy with everybody, but we have a real good time. It's a real fun show. On this week's Ustream show, I acknowledged a video that was made about me on YouTube, and I'm not trying to give this cat too much attention because this dude is somewhat of a little attention whore. But if you remember last week's show, I played the video of a dude singing. And y'all know I play videos of dudes singing these crazy songs because it's funny. It's just a joke. No harm. Not meaning to insult cats. But I play random clips of dudes singing as a joke. It's funny to hear some of these dudes sing these moist songs. So I played the song last week for a quick minute. For a quick second, actually. And wouldn't you know, the song that I played from this guy, the dude who was singing a moist song, happened to be a listener of the show. What a damn, that's a random ass coincidence. And not only was the guy a listener of the show, the guy made a YouTube video responding to me playing the clip on my show. So the guy, and I don't want to insult the guy, I don't want to keep insulting the guy, but the guy would be what some would consider to be moist. And I know he doesn't like me saying that. And again, I'm not being a bully, I'm not trying to be mean, but the guy has a little moist vibe to him. We can use a prayer rag on him. The guy's name is Vincent. Shout out to you, Vincent. I know you're listening, Vincent. So he gets on YouTube, makes this video, and kind of talking a little greasy. He was a little upset. He got a little emotional that I played the video. And I'm going to play the clip in a minute. I'll play the clip real quick. And I'm saying this just to dead it, because the guy, he's probably going to make more videos. And I'm not trying to go back and forth with it. I'm just trying to let cats know what's up. Because when cats hear shit, they be like, hey, man, what's up? This nigga said this. So I'm just letting cats know what's popping. It's a little dude. I played his video. He made a video on YouTube like, oh, Tyreek. And he has a little lisp, you know. Tyreek Nashi, you know. He was a little upset. And let me play the clip. Let me play the clip of him talking about me. He thought that I disrespected him. And this guy's name is Vincent. Shout out to you, little. We call him Little Vincent on Ustream. But this is Vincent Trinnell. I think that's it. That's his little stage name. And here he is.
Hi, it's Vincent Trinnell. Today, I do want to make a disclaimer first before I start this video, that this video is not to gain fame off of anybody else's name. And it's not to start a beef, neither. Okay, so let's get into it. For those of you who may know Tyreek Nasheed,
why do moist dudes always mispronounce my name? Moist dudes always say Tyreek Nasheed. Hey, my name is Tariq, man. Y'all just, can you motherfuckers say Tariq?
Or if you don't.
Hold on, say my shit right.
For those of you who may know Tyreek Nasheed, or if you don't, he has a radio station called The Mac Lessons, or a podcast, I should say. And I listen to it from time to time. And I don't agree with everything he says, but I don't disagree with everything either. So it's always like 50-50 when I'm listening to him. But today, I was listening to his podcast. Actually, yesterday. I listened to it yesterday, and I was very mad, and I was going to make a video right then and there. But you know what? I waited a day to let it set in, and now I'm...
He was mad. Ooh.
More calm, and I can address the situation.
He said it almost like he's mad, like he was gonna get out and whoop ass or something. The way he said it, I was mad, like I ain't want to have to lay hands on this nigga. You know, he had it. I'm like, what the fuck are you gonna do? All right.
Without going off a hinge. So, listening to the podcast, he uses one of my videos, my YouTube videos, to make a point, and I'm going to play his podcast for you. I'll just play it. And then I'll...
Eyes that we need cast in the film. So don't send shit. Because dudes be sending shit and they be sending moist videos. And some of these cats, man, especially when we're doing auditions for Atlanta, man. We're trying to get brothers to come audition and act. And cats were sending in moist videos. They're sending in videos like this.
I'm not your daddy, I'm your man. And I
I think it's time you understand. Just make me happy if you can. Whoa,
so like I said, man, we want some women to send your videos, send your resume, send your headshots. Dudes, don't send no more videos, please.
Trust.
All right, that's enough of that.
Okay, so let's get into it. There's so much to address.
There's so much to address.
First off, let me say, when I first heard my voice on the podcast, I was like, I kind of sound good.
Okay, hold on. Okay, so now this guy, he's kind of attention whoring a little bit. And the guy can sing a little bit. He can sing a little bit. Some of his notes are funny. And I wasn't shitting on the dude, but some of his notes are funny, you know, like this.
Trust, without it, there's no love.
So some of the notes are funny. So he says certain things funny, like this.
Trust, without it, there's no love.
All right, anyway, but that's neither here nor there. Let me continue to play his rant.
You know, it's kind of a different sound than YouTube. But then I had to really... Did he really just use my video to prove his point? So if you didn't get what was going on, Tariq Nasheed is shooting a black horror film.
No, it's not really a black horror film. It's a multi-cast, multi-racial horror film, for the record. And most dudes kind of gossip and they get shit wrong. That's why a lot of rumors are spread, because most dudes just say anything and the shit be all inaccurate.
And he was talking about, dude, stop sending in singing tapes and stop sending in moist stuff. And if you watch his show, you know he does not like quote-unquote moist dudes, which are basically dudes that are not masculine enough for him. He doesn't like any dude that exhibits any femininity. And that's cool. That's his opinion. And I knew...
Okay, let me stop that brother right there. See, again... This is how rumors get started. I don't dislike anybody. My show is called the Mac Lessons Radio Show. And on the Mac Lessons Radio Show, dudes who listen in, usually they want to get women. I talk about different stuff, but the gist of my show is about dudes getting women. And I tell dudes, if you want to get women, you got to have a certain level of manhood, masculinity. So that's what the show is about. So it's not dissing any. I hate moist dude. I don't give a fuck what you do, nigga. You moist. Put your skinny jeans on and twerk till the fucking sun comes up.
That watching his show, so that wasn't even what I was mad about. What bothered me was that he's trying to make a point. He's using my video referring as if I had sent this tape into him and I was trying to get put on. I've never sent anything in to Tariq Nasheed. I never asked to get put on the map.
Okay, and for those who listen to the show, I don't think anybody thought that I tried to say that this nigga sent the tape in. First of all, nobody would have known who the nigga was unless he got his little moist ass. And I'm a little pissed off, and I'll tell you why in a minute, but nobody would have known shit unless this nigga hopped on YouTube talking about, Tariq played my video, you know. So anyway.
By anybody. Especially not you. I mean... He makes some good documentaries, but in the movie world, who is Tariq Nasheed, really, to be honest?
I'm the shit.
And so that's what bothered me, because he's going on and on talking about, yeah, stop sending in stuff like this. And then I'm like, instantly I knew it was my video. I know my voice. And it made me think, well, how much of a fraud is this guy? Because if you had so many people, so many moist dudes sending in things that you didn't approve of, why didn't you use their material? Why didn't you play their track? But instead, you go to a random YouTube page and you basically, it's fraud. It's almost, I could sue you for slandering my video, and then that's
okay. And again, and I'm it's a long thing, and I'm not gonna play all of it, but it's turned into some old drama queen shit. I can sue you, but then, and I explained on Ustream that you know, you put a video out on YouTube, it's public domain, so you can't really sue anybody for your video because it's public. You dig? So
you lied, because I know he said stop sending in things like this, and he says like, but it's very implied. As
okay, and again, this dude just goes on and on, and it turns into some drama queen shit. So.
The masses is just dumb and ignorant, and you can make a joke out of them, and no one's going to stand up and say nothing. Because when you did that with my video, it made me seem like, okay, this man is a liar. He'll do anything. If you'll do anything at the expense of somebody else, you make a joke at the expense of someone else just for your own laughter and enjoyment. And I'm not a sensitive person. I understand comedy, and this was not comical to me because it was a lie. And like I said, it was basically slander. And as someone who is a consumer of your products, I really think you owe me an apology. And it doesn't even have to be public, because I just want to know, you cannot think after hearing this video, and I'm pretty sure this video will get back to you, because for some reason, the first video got to you, I don't know how. So I believe this one will get back to you. I just believe as a man, you cannot still think what you did was appropriate, professional, or right on any level after hearing this video. And I completely have no respect for you if you cannot come out with an apology. I'm not bitter. I'm not mad.
Okay, so that's basically the gist of it. Okay, let me put my Mac and music back on. So the guy was like, you got apology. Why does it sound like this? The Ray J Money Team shit? You gonna apologize? Niggas want you to apologize. I'm like, okay. Now, again, I can understand cats don't want to be laughed at. You don't want to be made a joke out of. And that's understandable. And I'm not poking fun at cats on no personal level. I ain't saying you ain't shit. I'm not that type of dude. I'm not a bully. And I let the guy know that. I did my Ustream show. I opened up the phone lines. I said, hey, brother, call in. When I did the Ustream show, I was very nice to the dude. I spoke, you know, I'm like, the guy can sing, you know. I didn't mean to hurt the dude's feelings. Call up. Let's chop it up like grown men. Because he said he wanted an apology. I'm like, I'm not going to give a nigga an apology because, nigga, you funny. Some of your singing is funny as fucking hell. That's what cats don't realize. The thing is, you put up videos and you want praises and accolades, but the thing is, you don't want the criticism. And sometimes some of those notes you niggas be hitting is a little pitchy. So that's the funny thing. It's nothing personal. Some of you niggas are just funny when you're on YouTube singing these moist fucking songs. So if you don't want to be criticized or laughed at, don't make no moist fucking videos. The shit is funny. And this dude has other videos. Hold on. Let me play another video of this dude. This nigga has videos of him singing Faith Evans and all types of shit, man. And I'm not, again, I'm not trying to diss that brother. That's our brother. But listen to this shit.
Your love is wonderful.
Yeah, so the dude has a whole bunch of videos. And the thing is, man, I told the dude, I said, hey, call in to Ustream. A lot of people were telling them to call into Ustream. And I did the show for like 4 hours, damn near. The dude didn't call. And I didn't throw him under the bus. And I'm a fair dude. And, you know, and I'm kind of going on and on about this, but I'm going to wrap this up in a second because I want to get to the topic. But the whole point is, I just don't want cats to think I'm a bully. And I'm a little pissed off because I extended an olive branch. The dude didn't call in. And when I stopped doing the Ustream show, this nigga hopped his ass on YouTube talking shit. And that made me mad. That pissed me off a little bit because I was cool. I spoke good of the dude. Like, anyway, he's smacking his fucking mouth and lips. I didn't call in. You know. Okay. So I'm letting it slide. I let it slide. The dude made another video. I'm not going to even play that. The nigga, this bullshit. Okay. Then his little tone got a little tough. So I'm letting it slide. Then the nigga gets on my Facebook page. He posted the video up on Facebook of him talking shit, and he's typing talking shit on Facebook. And I'm like, okay, man, I'm not going to keep giving you passes, little old moist boy. I'm not going to keep giving a nigga passes. And again, I don't want cats to insult this guy, call him all types of names, because again, this nigga, I said, look, dude, your singing is real pitchy. Some of your singing is garbage. You can sing, but this is him in another video.
Oh, baby, I know what I gotta do. I don't want no one but you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Soon as I get up.
Alright, so again, when you sing and your shit is a tad bit pitchy, damn, a motherfucker can acknowledge that. That's the point. I say that to all you sensitive niggas out there. Y'all do little bullshit, and when somebody says, hey, you can use a little work here or there, that's, you know, y'all niggas can't take any kind of criticism. Niggas have a hissy fit and a bitch fit. So I just didn't like this dude. He got real... started getting a little tough talk on the internet, and I'm like, nigga, you are the moistest nigga on the fucking planet. Please stop with the tough talk. And the reason why I'm acknowledging this now, because he's one of these rumor starting dudes. He'll get on the internet and start saying shit that ain't true. And he was on YouTube like, there was Tariq sent some of his people after me, some shit about me sending some people who work for me at him to insult. I'm like, okay, dude, nobody's sending nobody after you. Dude, you a moist nigga with a lisp in his mama's house singing Kelly Price on YouTube. I don't need fucking Goonies after you, dude. I'm giving this little nigga a pass, but I'm just like, slow your roll. And on, he was posting bullshit up on my Facebook page. I'm like, man, why don't you... just chill out and bounce, man. Stop posting this bullshit. Ain't nobody tripping on you. Just going about your business. I do what I want to do. This nigga done turned into a moist internet gangster. I mean, damn, are the streets safe? We got Ray J and the Money Team out here. Now we got moist internet gangsters running the fucking streets. Is the street safe, people? The internet is a funny tool, man. It has created a lot of strange shit, man. You got moist niggas out here in the game talking tough talk.
Trust.
And then singing
without
this.
Without it, there's no love.
So my thing is to the brother, just going about your business, man. Don't get into some... All you people out there, if you moist, please... stop trying to be something that you're not. Everybody doesn't have to be a tough guy. Everybody ain't got to be on no G shit. Everybody ain't got to be on no rah-rah shit. Especially if you got a lisp and you sing Kelly Price and Faith Evans songs on the fucking internet, man. Just keep it, do you. Stay in your lane. Because then y'all fuck around and get into some shit you ain't supposed to be into. And some shit happen to you and you looking confused. So just keep it, Mac. Stay in your lane. I'm cool with everybody. I ain't got no problem with you dudes. If you got offended, all right, goddamn. Just keep it pushing. Charge that shit to the game. But if you make moist videos, I might just play the shit. The shit is funny. No personal beef against you, but some of this shit is funny. You dig what I'm saying? This shit is funny.
Trust. Without it, there's no love.
That shit is funny. I'm sorry. Anyway, shout out to Vincent. You got the attention you need. I'm giving this nigga the attention he needs. Give him some attention. Go. His name is Vincent Tanel. Go to his page. Shout him out. Give this nigga some attention. I don't mind giving niggas attention. Damn. There you go. You got attention. I digress. Now let's get into some game, ladies and gentlemen. And get it. People thought I was going to roast the dude on the show. I wasn't going to roast the dude. I'm not roasting anybody. My mind, I'm on some different shit right now, but I will roast this little moist son of a bitch if he keep fucking with me. Now the nigga don't want that. I'm trying to give this nigga a pass. I'm trying to be real cool, but I will run that little bastard up off the net. He keeps popping off at that moist mouth of his. But I digress, ladies and gentlemen. Let's get into some game. Like I said, I want to talk about protecting the male youth. And this goes, we can use this, the gentleman that I'm talking about, as an example. There's a lot of young boys out here, especially black boys, who don't have any role models. So a lot of the behavior patterns, you know, are very feminized because they don't have role models. They don't have male role models. They don't have men around. They're around a lot of feminine energy all the time. Even in television, all the media outlets, there's feminine energy. Television is a very feminized thing. On TV, a young boy watching TV, besides sports, you're basically going to get a bunch of Kardashians, a bunch of housewife shows, a bunch of gossip shows, a bunch of Dancing with the Stars. You're going to get just a very feminine wall of propaganda thrown at you on a daily basis. So a lot of guys just don't have the template for manhood out there. And the thing is, a lot of guys become very feminized, and really not just sexually, but it really psychologically. But the sexual thing is there too, because the thing is, many kids, they have to deal, especially kids who are living in these single mother homes, when you don't have a father figure, which is so much needed. The father figure, the basic tenets of a father figure is for protection. And when you don't have that father figure there, it's real bad on a boy. And you don't need a father figure, you just need a fucking father. And that's the problem. We have too many figures out here, not enough fathers. We need these fathers to represent. And we need these mothers to allow these fathers to represent. And I know this is almost like a broken record in the black community, but we have this whole dysfunction where we can do it, women can do it on their own, and the brothers are deadbeat. And a lot of these brothers are not deadbeat. They're just not allowed to do what they have to do. But in the same token, there's a lot of brothers out there that's using excuses not to do what they have to do to take care of these kids, especially these boys. Because the bullseye is really on a lot of these boys out here. Because, see, black boys in particular, not only do they have to deal with a lot of sexual predators out here, because like a lot of kids from single homes, they got to deal with sexual predators, especially little girls, little black girls. But black boys have to deal with these sexual predators. They got to deal with the threat of violence when they go out because of their peers. And then they have to deal with the threat of miseducation. So there's a lot of stuff being thrown at young black boys. Young black boys are really left out there to hang. Little black boys are just left out there in the ringer. In the community, we don't really place a lot of emphasis on helping out black boys. And that's something that we really have to do something about. Even with television, BET had a show, well, they have an annual show called Black Girls Rock. Have you guys seen that? And that trips me out every time I see it. Because it's supposed to send a positive message to girls, but damn, it sends a shitty message to boys. Just imagine the message that sends to a black boy. They have a show, Black Girls Rock. What about black boys? The message it sends is that you ain't worthy. You ain't shit. We're not even acknowledging you. Damn, the black boys don't rock. How about black kids rock? I know that their demographic, BET, is primarily female, but that's kind of some cold shit to put out there. You acknowledge one group of black children, but ignore the other group. It's like the hell with the black boys. And that's the thing, man. The community, they leave black boys out out for the ringer. And a lot of black boys have attention deprivation, because they don't get the attention they need. And that attention deprivation, it grows into adulthood. They carry that attention deprivation into adulthood. This is why a lot of black men, when they get a little paper, they start flossing. When cats get a little money, they start stunting. Even if they don't have no money, they get what little money they have, and they stunting and they flossing. They got to get the biggest rims, the biggest candy paint, the shiniest paint. Everything is look at me, look at me, look at me. That's attention deprivation. And again, like I said, man, when a lot of black kids are just left out there with no protection there, because the mother is the nurturer, not really the protector. The mother is, let me repeat that, the mother is the nurturer, not the protector. The father is the protector. Now, the women can get out there and get loud and scream and all that, but that's not going to stop this predatory environment that we've created. And again, when that father figure isn't there, that really creates a predatory atmosphere. And the thing is that we don't talk about in the black community, one thing that we do not acknowledge, that a lot of black boys out here have been molested. There's a lot of black boys out here that have been touched, violated, molested, and that we don't acknowledge it. We do not acknowledge that. We talk about the young ladies, the girls being molested and violated, and there are support systems for that because there's a dialogue for that. But the thing is, a lot of black boys and men who have been through that, they don't have a support system for that. So they keep that in. You don't get to dump that negative garbage. You don't get to dump it because there's a negative stigma. There's a fear. If you admit to that, people will look at you funny style. Because, you know, black boys, you know, you're supposed to be tough. You're supposed to be, you know, hardcore, manly. And the thing is, there's just not a support system for that. I was on Ricky Smiley's radio show. Shout out to Ricky Smiley, the radio host. A couple of years ago, we did a topic. I was co-hosting the show with them. I called in and I was on there for about 3 hours. And the topic was the black men who had been molested. We were giving advice to people and just talking to people, getting helping them get stuff off their chest. And I mean, dozens upon dozens upon dozens of people called in. I mean, we were shocked. I mean, because I was only supposed to be on the show for about 20 minutes. I ended up staying on there for like 3 hours because the phone lines were just lit up. People were calling and they just wanted to get a lot of stuff off their chest. A lot of these brothers telling about what they went through and people who had done shit to them. And man, it was sad, but it was a good thing to see these brothers get that weight off of them, because you can feel their energy being lifted just to get that out of them. So I think that we should also, in the black community, we should create vehicles and support systems for brothers out there who have been through that, because that is a serious topic. That is a serious thing. And I want to get with my brother Umar and try to do something as far as that, to try to create a network or a support system, because I know he works vehemently trying to do things for boys, for male children, and then this brother's out here doing his thing, and all the brothers from Hidden Colors. I would love to do some things with them and just really get some shit popping off. Not just for boys, just boys, women. We need separate support systems, but it's all together. You know what I'm saying? Different branches of the same tree. And the thing is, even on Oprah had a show not too long ago. She had Tyler Perry on there. Tyler Perry's talking about people that did shit to him. He was molested and violated as a kid. And then they had a whole bunch of dudes on the Oprah show, these guys saying that they've been molested. So it's some deep stuff. It's some real deep stuff. And the thing is, man, there's no substance. The fathers need to be involved. In the black community, we really seriously have to get off this single mother praise shit, because that single mother shit has not worked. I've said this a million times and I'm going to keep saying it. The single motherhood thing has not worked. It's a dysfunction. This shit ain't popping. This shit has created damn near a permanent underclass, because there's so many other branches of dysfunction that comes from that. And the main thing is the predatory environment that it creates with kids. Because the thing is, man, you notice when girls get violated as children, it's usually somebody very close to the family, somebody in the household, somebody very close to the family. But the thing is, when boys get violated, it's usually by some type of father-like figure. Not the father, and there may be some cases like that, but it's usually some outside person like a softball coach, a, a Cub Scout leader, a church member, a tutor. It's somebody kind of outside the house, somebody who was mentoring the kid who's not related. You know what I'm saying? So that's why it's very important to have the biological fathers in these homes. Brothers, you got to really look out for these boys. I don't give a damn if you had a baby by a hood rat or a stank hoe or a bitch you met at Freaknik or a broad you met at Mardi Gras. You know, you got to handle that. You got to handle your business, man. The energy it creates, that negative energy that creates from you not doing something, it's not worth that. But the thing is, these mentoring groups, man, we got to watch out for that. Sending black boys to all these little so-called mentoring groups. You just need a goddamn dad. Because these mentoring groups, man, some of these are some of the main culprits. And that brings me to Penn State. That whole Penn State fiasco, for those who don't know, it's been in the media for the last few weeks. Over in Pennsylvania, Penn State University, there's a big sex scandal. There was a coach molesting boys, young boys, some boys young as 10 years old. He had a mentoring program for inner city kids. A lot of these people got fired over at Penn State, and you got these people out there protesting to get some of these people their jobs back. It's some real sick shit going on. But the thing is, over in Penn State, these cats, some of these coaches, they were mentoring some of these inner city kids. And a lot of people are saying, because they're not releasing the names and the identities of some of the kids who were violated, but the word on the street is a lot of the children were African-American children that were molested and violated. This is the general consensus. And the thing is, that's understandable because a lot of black kids get caught up in that shit, in these mentoring programs, and you don't know who you are sending your kids to. Because especially brothers, black folks, you'll send your kids off to some white folks at the drop of a hat. Black folks got that white daddy syndrome. So whenever somebody white comes along saying, hey, let me help your kids, oh, black folks will send them there with boots on. They shine them up and send them right there. And you don't know what they got your goddamn kid into. You sent your kid off into a damn pedophile ring. And that's what's going on at Penn State, by the way. That was a fucking pedophile ring they got going on. And let me say this. I have a pay-per-view special called Sex Magic. All my players who are up on that special, they already knew when the Penn State thing broke, they started referring to Sex Magic. Because I talked about that shit about a year ago. And you go to maclessons.com and check out the Sex Magic pay-per-view special. It talks about these pedophile rings. This shit at Penn State, unfortunately, it's not uncommon. That's some common things with people who are on the higher up. It's a very common thing that people don't even know about. There are pedophile rings, there's sex rings. They do these sex rituals on these kids. The stuff they were doing to these kids, the Penn State scandal, they were having sex with 10-year-olds in showers, and the people on the top were covering it up. They've been doing it for like 10, 15 years, and a whole bunch of people knew about it, and nobody said nothing. It's a ring. It's a whole pedophile ring going on. And I can go deep into it, but just get the pay-per-view special called Sex Magic. It goes into that. There's some shit out there that you guys would be totally shocked about. They have something called the invisible web, the invisible internet, also called the deep web, where they have all these pedophile rings. See, the thing is, look that up, by the way, the invisible web or the deep web, or they also call it the dark net. Deep shit. A lot of folks don't even know about this. This is like another type of internet that's not really known to the public like that. Because the thing is, we are what we usually use the surface web, shit that can be found with Google. That's the surface web. They got different layers of the internet. They got deep web. It's real deep, and it's kind of hard to explain, so I'm just giving you the gist of it. But they got the web where you need certain browsers to access it, or you need certain codes to access it, or you need certain passwords to access it, and it's not searchable through Google and all the regular websites. I think the military, they might use a certain branch of the darknet, and they also have pedophile websites on the darknet, sites that's not easily traceable. So it's some real sick shit going on out here that people don't know about, and these pedophile rings are real. That Penn State shit, trust me, it's the tip of the iceberg. I tell you, you need to listen to Sex Magic. When you listen to Sex Magic, the pay-per-view special, that's going to bring a whole bunch of shit into perspective, and it'll answer all the questions as to why all this shit was covered up. I mean, it's real deep stuff, people. Real deep shit. But the thing is, with Penn State, let me say this before I go. A lot of people are saying, and I agree with this to a certain degree, why a lot of the stuff at Penn State was covered up, and not only just covered up, but why a lot of these people out here are protesting to get these coaches their jobs back, because a lot of people were fired after they found out that there was this whole kiddie sex ring going on. After these guys got fired, as they should have, all of them should be in jail. Fuck fired. Everybody who knew should be locked under the fucking jail. Because you know what? If that shit happened at Morehouse, if that shit happened at Spelman, there would be a yellow fucking piece of tape around Morehouse right now. You understand what I'm saying? There would be yellow tape. They would close that shit down. That shit would be gutted out and empty. They would have shut that shit down so quick. But the thing is, these people out here are protesting to get these coaches their jobs back after this scandal broke. That just goes to show the sickness in people's minds and the disregard for these black children. Because now I really think that these are black children involved, and people just have such a disconnect. They don't give a shit, because we just leave the black boys out here to linger. So the thing is, man, people ain't gonna give a shit about our kids like that. We have to give a shit about them. Because the thing is, if we leave them hanging, everybody else is gonna leave them hanging. Because we can complain and say, well, damn, these people don't give a damn about our kids. But shit, we don't give a damn about our kids. We leave them out hanging. We let them hang out and bullshit and fuck around and get into knucklehead nonsense. And if we gonna do them like that, other people feel like they can get down like that. So we got to really get it together, everybody. So just think about that. That's been today's episode of the Mac Lessons Radio Show. Glad everybody tuned in. Shout out to Lil Benson. I see you, player. Check me out. I'm going to do my Ustream show Sunday night. We're doing some pickup scenes for the movie The Eugentist. We're still working on that. We're doing some pickup scenes Friday and Saturday. And also, ladies and gentlemen, you guys can still contribute to that film, because we're still getting money for that. We're still making it pop off. We're making it look fly. You can become producers and associate producers of that film by going to maclessons.com and click on the link where it says become a backer for the film. The film is looking great. The cast is looking great. And players and playettes, you can still get involved. All right, you guys have a good one. Holla.